It's poggers.
Are we live? Is that it? Is this show started now?
Yeah.
Welcome to Twitch.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to Twitch, everybody. Good news. Happy day. Happy to announce we have reopened Mega 64 to the public. We are inviting the public back. Welcome home.
Welcome. Wait, one second.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Feel free to shop. Shop.mega64.com. Watch our videos. If anybody has any symptoms, we will send them home. So this is safe. So we're on
completely
top of it.
Safe.
This is safe, and everyone's happy that you're here. Welcome home.
So
I live here. This is my home.
Welcome home,
Garrett. Have you had any symptoms? You sound a little stuffy over there.
I mean, yeah, but it's allergies. I mean, I'm fine. It's just seasonal allergies. It's not anything else. I haven't been able to taste right, but
you know what, Garrett? Don't make those fucking jokes when I'm sitting right next to you, right here.
Hey, I'm not sneezing or anything yet, so let's just wait until we see what happens.
You're kind of supposed to leave already. So, shit. No. Fuck. We blew it.
That
took 30 seconds and it was already blown. God damn it.
That
All
Disney
right, we're
World
watching the reopening. We're shutting it back down.
No. The Disney World video is so dystopian and like eerie to
Don't curse in the first 5 minutes.
Johnny, censor that. It's so crazy to see. Like, I don't know. It doesn't look appealing at all. I can't imagine anyone seeing that going, yeah, I'm going. Like, that looks scary to me.
But there's so much merch that you could get.
Yeah.
There's like exclusive Groot.
Did you see the ladies who live streamed it for like 5 hours? Where one lady had a crazy sore throat and was throwing up everywhere. And she went to the first day and they said
she had a nut allergy.
Mm.
I saw, that's the only thing I did.
A nut allergy.
Yeah, she said it was a nut allergy.
Oh. Okay.
They all had sore throats and could barely talk, but or whatever it was. I don't know. I don't care enough.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going. I'm sorry that I said the F word, Rocco. You seem mad at me for doing that. I apologize.
I am.
Just can't help it.
Well, we're
all mad.
We had a bit that it was flowing. It turned into genuine anger, and that's where the curse words come out.
Mm.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not. No more talking anger. About anything real on this show.
Anger is the answer.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. And and you got too political, frankly.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I said the F word, which is very political.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. I was all angry at Ubisoft. I guess I'll cut that segment.
Yeah. Yeah, please cut that.
I didn't even catch the curse word. What was the curse word? I don't
know. That's the classic F word.
That's how desensitized
we are. The classic F word.
Yeah.
You said the F word?
I did. And Rocco didn't like it. And this poor guy, our friend Rocco, has told me no less than 7,000 times, hey, wait.
Someday we'll get to monetize the podcast.
Wait about 5 minutes before you curse.
You think?
And I go, okay, no problem. And then the first thing I say every week, I got to throw one out there. And I don't know why that is.
Sean, with the most mouths to feed, you think he would want to be able to monetize the podcast?
I should go into this.
I don't know why you got to say that stuff.
Right. When I go over to my grandma's house, I never curse. I should just look at this like my grandma's house.
Yeah. Act like your grandma is at the beginning of every episode and then has to leave.
Just have a picture of her from next
now
to the camera.
Seriously, we will print a picture
of my grandma.
Of that kind lady.
Yeah.
And put it over there. And then once we like go to theme song or whatever, I'll kick it down.
Okay.
And then you could be all like, it really is insane that we even have to discuss this.
It sucks.
That later in the show, we can drop the nastiest language ever. But in the first 5 minutes, did you say the D word? Don't do that.
And it's, I don't know. For some reason, it's eerie to me that they could like, they're like looking at like what we say and they can like, there's an algorithm that can read it.
But
I
even
like
that aside, why is it the beginning? Like, who, like why?
Because Tide only cares about the first 5 minutes.
Trick them into thinking it's a family friendly thing. Trick them. Okay. Are they in? They're in? All right.
Save. I don't know. I honestly made it. It's close.
Wait, are we 5 minutes in?
I
don't know.
I think we are.
Johnny, how far in are we?
Oh, my God.
Johnny, how far are we in?
Top of XSplit, it should say. Okay.
Johnny.
I don't think we're past 5 minutes.
Okay. If it wasn't 5 minutes, I was going to say, you know, just in case, maybe just slow the whole opening down.
Yeah.
You know, so that we'd make it to past 5 minutes.
Let's play the theme song, and after it, I'm going to say the worst words.
Yeah, that is...
Fuck!
Get it out.
Shit.
There's a... hold on. No, we can handle this. There's a rumor that Derek's close-up isn't working. You want to try it? We're going to try Derek's close-up. We're going to see how good it looks.
That doesn't look good.
Oh, damn. Johnny.
You know what?
Johnny, why would you cut to that?
I've seen better-looking close-ups.
Johnny.
Derek, turn your lights
That's
on.
Just a black screen.
I said cut to the close-up. You went to a black screen. Why would you do something like that?
That's the same thing at all.
Derek, do you pay the power bill? What's going on?
Oh, wait.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't
there's
like
me.
That's Sean close.
That looks great. Now he's lost Derek altogether.
Oh,
God.
No.
What's going on?
You,
wait a minute.
You gotta pay.
Did you cover your screen or, or did we fuck this up? I didn't do that. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it. Son of a bitch.
What a dick.
Son of a bitch.
You got all of us,
that
dog.
That sucks so hard.
You got all of us.
I can't believe this.
Oops.
You son of a bitch.
I can't. What a dick.
What a genius.
I can't
make it
bigger. Well,
what is
you
this
know.
Screen?
It's good. It's like it's aesthetic now, John.
Yeah, it's got that like old Windows aesthetic. Yeah.
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 I'm like
land.
A DOS program now. I'm Derek.exe.
Did you guys ever use DOS?
Yeah.
Like in any significant way?
I used to load games off floppy drives.
Yeah, me too.
From DOS.
I did too. Did you do that, Derek, or no?
Yeah, I still don't understand what DOS was, but I used it a lot.
Isn't it basically, and I don't even think I have like the best knowledge of it, but it's basically what it was the real elementary operating system that Windows was just built on top of.
That's how I understood it.
So
yeah.
Windows was made, you know, it's like DOS wasn't a very visual thing, but Windows was.
You gave it a GUI.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, here's what Windows, look at all this, but like there's still things maybe Windows doesn't know how to do. Well, DOS can do it. I think that's kind of how it was.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm. I remember I had a journal with all this handwritten in pencil, like lines of C:// file load and like where my Terminator game was located. Or like put in this floppy, put in this code. I had all the shit written down because you had to type it all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to just, it's really weird. Like I probably could have written it all down, but I just committed it to memory as a kid.
Really?
Like, yeah, I could probably. Whoa. I can't tell you anything.
That shit.
I can't tell you anything right now, but I could probably, if you put DOS in front of me, I could probably write out. Sense memory would kick in, and I would like, all right, here's how you load up King's Quest. You know. Boom.
Oh, you know what? I would be cheap, and I always went to like look at the directory listing, and then it would see what everything was, and then I'd go, oh yeah, I remember the Terminator games are there.
Did you ever do that, Sean, or no?
Nope, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, just the command line stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah. That was beyond me.
As the operating systems progress, there's less and less need for a command line to type in whatever.
Does that still exist in like Windows 10? Can
Windows
you get
10, I don't know. I don't really. All Windows? I do on Windows 10 is like I'm here and I'm like editing a video.
Yeah,
I don't
really
use that kind of stuff. But I know on the Mac, I think it still has terminal. Oh, it does. It does.
It does. Okay.
You know, I'm thinking I didn't know how to really work computers at all until you guys. Like, everything I know is because you guys taught me.
So
before we were friends, knew pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that was it.
That, you know, I am being stupid, though, because I'm like, oh, does Windows 10 have it? But, yeah, I mean, I use the run, whatever you want to call it.
Command prompt.
I still do use that every now and then.
What do you use that for?
I don't know. What was the last time I did?
I always had to get in there for, like, disk juggler or something.
Yeah. Some computer here was having serious issues, and I think I did some registry shit.
Yeah, it's always a tutorial that puts you down that path where you're looking at a YouTube video of an 8-year-old in another country explaining how to fix your problem.
Dude.
Yeah,
dude. You're like, this motherfucker is so smart.
I love those. Even like I did one about fixing a washer, and it was like, it's like a 10-year-old. Like, why the fuck do you know this? I appreciate the video. It worked, but how do you know this?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Someone I know did that where they were like, I don't know what to do. My Roomba is just fucked. I don't know what to do. And then they were like, all right, I found a video, a 7-year-old telling you, taking apart a Roomba and telling you how it works, and that helped. It's like, what? But, anyway, yeah. So, I remember DOS. This is a DOS tribute episode.
A couple of script kiddies from way back.
Yeah, you know, share your favorite DOS moments. What were your favorite command lines you would type in? Delete system 32. That was my favorite.
Dude, Delta.
Hey, I almost fell for that one time.
I shouldn't say this. I had a joke book from the 90s. It had a terrible DOS joke in it.
How'd it go?
I don't know. It's offensive. I don't know if I should say it or not.
Oh, geez.
Well, we're edgy. We're past the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, this is a book from the 90s. I don't know.
Yeah, it's comedy.
How bad is it, Derek?
What is the quote-unquote address for the gay website on the internet?
I don't know.
90s joke book. What is it?
C:enter.
Oh, wow.
But clearly that joke was written by somebody who didn't understand, hyperterminal protocol, because that's a DOS command. That's not a web address.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Hey, folks,
yeah,
I didn't write it. I only
worded. The ignorance is just emanating.
You know what? The 90s were a bad time. I'll
it
say
could
it.
Use some punch up.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
We'll get on that.
Yeah, you know, I had this book called The Taxi Cab Driver's Joke Book, and that's where I got that and many, many other horrible jokes. So if you don't like that joke, take it up with The Taxi Cab Driver's Joke Book, not me.
I'm slow, and I kept thinking you had a joke book. Like, I thought you were saying you had a joke book that ran in DOS. Like, the only way to access these jokes.
It's the first online.
C:\files/jokes.exe, you know, whatever. But yeah, the only games I played with that where I had to do that were King's Quest and Mario Teaches Typing. And I think I said this once, but maybe I'm repeating myself, but you would get in Mario Teaches Typing, or was it Mario's time? What was the, doesn't he have a time machine or something? There's another one. No. Yeah. Not Mario Teaches Typing, but where's Mario, or what the fuck was it called?
Mario is missing.
Where's Mario?
There was a PC wow.
Nintendo licensed them to PC developers for a couple games by Software Toolworks or something.
Okay.
But anyway, Mario is missing. In Mario is missing, you'd be looking for him, and you would take a cab to different areas. You could even take a cab to an island. I don't know how that worked, but you'd have to have certain tokens, and each token would be a cab ride. And I used the token to go to that island, but I realized I'm out of tokens, and you couldn't get any more on that island, and you needed a cab to leave the island
to get back.
And I was so far in that game, and it was like,
oh shit,
I cannot get off this island. And I didn't know where to. I couldn't find anything online about it. You know, the internet was still very elementary at that point. But then I think a game magazine came out later that someone wrote in, like, this happened to me, what do I do? And it's like, yeah, that's it.
You can't
restart the game. I was so pissed off. Oh my God. I was a little kid. I looked like little Gohan going Super Saiyan 2. Remember that scene? I was ready to kick some fucking Cell Juniors.
When you realized it was over?
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyway, I was so mad. And I remember saying to my mom and dad, I want to sue this game company. And they were laughing at me like,
you saw
come
that shit on TV.
They were like, you can't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, you can't do that. They're like, those are, a lawsuit is like over $1 million or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, but, and this was my logic when I said this. I said, yeah, but if I'm this mad about it, maybe they're not going to give me $1 million. I don't expect that. But maybe they would get me like $50 and I could get like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park because I wanted the toy.
You wanted it to be a nice trade.
I was like, maybe maybe they'll be so mad they'll feel bad and they'll just get that for me.
The your parents are really shitty, by the way. You absolutely could have sued them for any amount you want.
Yeah. If not sued them.
For $50.
If not sued them, you could have forced them into a patch and like they should have put a sign at the dock that says you have to bring a second token for the way back.
Yeah. Exactly. Put up a sign. Easy. You could not patch stuff back then, though, as far as I know. Right?
Like cartridges? I don't think so. No. Could you? Well,
no, it was a CD-ROM.
Oh, this is DOS we're talking. Yeah, right.
No. Yeah, it was DOS. Duh. Yeah.
Floppies. Hell no.
Yeah.
I mean, these games would come in Ziploc bags with, like, paper tags attached to them.
Where would you buy them?
Computer store. I remember going to, like, a mom-and-pop computer store for this Terminator game I kept referencing. It was, like,
Terminator
2.
Yeah, software, etc.
Yeah, no, this was just like a mom and pop, like, you walked into one room of a strip mall and it was computer games on the wall.
And it was just in, like, floppy disks in a bag with a label with a disk.
Yeah, like, for some of them. Other ones had
Mario
boxes.
Was missing and stuff. Those were all in legit boxes and stuff.
Yeah,
I got them. Like, they were a huge box, and then you'd open the box and nothing would be inside except a disk and a booklet.
Yeah.
Well, this Terminator game
I
played...
The box was huge. You're right. Yeah.
This Terminator game blew my mind because it was a T2 kind of first-person shooter game, and you played it on DOS. But to save, it would give you a password, and then you had to look up in this huge book. That was mostly what was in the box, was these passwords that would tell you how to get back to your save point.
Yeah.
The font was all yellow and super hard to read because yellow can't be photocopied.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this, like, oh, this is how they stop piracy. This is how this game works.
That's like all like the, you know, you get the final script for Game of Thrones or whatever, and it's all that like red. And like, so you can't photocopy it because it won't work.
Yeah, I remember I used to play Leisure Suit Larry. You guys remember that game?
I remember that game, yeah.
It was like an adult game for about a guy trying to have sex. What a game. Wow. And they would verify your age by asking you questions that only an adult would know.
How funny.
You know, questions about like the JFK presidential administration.
Oh, wow.
Stuff like that. This is before Google, so I, like, me and my friends would open up the encyclopedia and, like, read the answers to
hack the
age system.
Nice.
It's so funny you mentioned that before, like, knowledge before, you know, whatever. I remember having, as a kid, you know, I had a very basic form of the internet in like, the early 90s, but there was no Google or anything like that. But I had Microsoft Encarta. Do you guys remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
The
CD-ROM
encyclopedia.
Too. Yep.
And I had that.
Wait. Yes.
Yeah. That put in the book encyclopedias, that made them sweat. Because it was like, wait, it's all on
Hey, that was
CD?
A sign of things to come for them.
Yeah. But I remember I had that, and I learned a lot from that thing. Because you'd load it up, and sometimes when you would load it up, it would even tell you, hey, today, maybe read about the Great Wall of China. Oh, okay. Hey, today, maybe read about... you know, the Black Dinner in Scotland. Oh, okay. You know, things like that. And so it was really cool. And I remember being in, I don't remember what grade, but I remember the teacher getting in front of the class. And this is what most students didn't have a computer, but I was very lucky. I had that and the CD-ROM and all that. And I remember the teacher going, all right, you have a big research assignment coming up and we're not doing the computer. I was like, what does that even mean?
We're
not doing the computer. And it was like, that's essentially cheating.
Dude.
So you're gonna look up all these books. And it drove me nuts because it's like, ma'am, in 1 second, I could get you every piece of info on this subject.
Let me tell you,
it
Rocco,
drove me nuts.
We are the only generation to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah, isn't
because
that funny?
Before that, computers were a thing, fine. We were the one where it's like, we have this information at our fingertips and you won't let us use it. And now everyone obviously is using that shit.
Yeah.
Like, we were just fucked over. That sucked. Well, that was the worst.
And I do think there is definitely, this is just my opinion, whatever, but maybe you'll agree, but there is value in showing kids how to research using books in terms of like,
Wikipedia.
If you have to do that, here's how you do it. I do think that should be taught. But if that's not what the assignment is, and the assignment is like, okay, do a paper about tree mold,
right?
It should not, to me, I should be able to use what resources I can. You know what I mean?
We're not doing the computer.
But anyway, at that time, she was actively like, the computer is cheating. You cannot use
that's
it.
That's some old-ass thinking, too, where it's like, you think the computer is going to go away and we're going to have to like learn how to look at a library card to find out where the section is for the book? Like, use your fucking head and realize that this is not going to go away and this is all it's going to be pretty soon. Like, oh, so stupid.
What was that for, I guess, other generations with newer technology? Because there's something that's got to be similar for a different generation. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure there was, but like for us, like that was such a joke.
Yeah, like gunpowder, probably.
Electricity.
Guns? Car.
Come on, swords. We're still using swords here, guys.
It's just like it gave you all the information at once. Like, my family, we could not afford encyclopedias because that was expensive. Do you remember the commercials they'd have for those? Like, that guy in like the white background?
Yeah.
Me and my sister had some old-ass 1970s encyclopedias at the house.
Yeah, once your family got a set of them, that was pretty much it. Like, yeah. Because that was like hundreds of dollars. You're not going to buy a new one.
Yeah.
But you jogged my fucking brain with that app name.
Encarta?
Encarta. Because it came as freeware on computers down the road that I had.
Yeah. And anyway, yeah. So what I ended up doing was I ignored the teacher. I used Encarta and I made up fake books.
That's so
like you cite your sources and I put like I got it from
what a Rocco move.
This book called NASA Sucks by Josh Cheese, you know, whatever, and just did that.
And of course it worked.
Well, she was so busy, she wouldn't look up everyone's
thing.
Also,
what was she going to do, Google it? She couldn't.
Yeah,
no computer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, anyway. That's what I ended up doing, because it was like, you know, I was like, I should have been hired by the CIA. Because I had technological ways to get around every problem in school.
Hey, you know what? I say you still should be.
Yeah, dude, they fucking missed the boat on that one.
CIA is not
too
late.
Is it too late?
Is anybody from
the CIA watching? Rocco's still available.
Yeah, you can get some cool ideas about how to get out of some seventh grade math homework.
I was the only one. When it was senior year and I had to pass Spanish and it was like life or death, I was the only one with a camera watch that had the diagram of a car labeled in Spanish on it as wallpaper.
Yep.
So that when that part came up on the test, I would go, hey, how long do we have on this test?
Use technology.
Yeah,
your
I don't think the CIA has ever thought of that, nor would they be able to do it any better.
That was in, I mean, listen, I was doing that stuff before a lot of these viewers were born.
That's true.
So
you were.
How far ahead was I then, and how far ahead am I now? I'm doing stuff you probably wouldn't even understand if I explained it.
That's true. Put a CIA agent in a room with Rocco. My money's on Rocco coming out, not the agent.
Yep.
You'll defeat
I know
him.
All kinds of. I know how to Google anything. I know how to.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Watch out for him.
Dude, all these rare Epcot prints went for sale last week. I got them before the news sites could even complain about them being sold out.
Yeah.
I'm that good.
He's
so
that good.
Me, bring it on. Bring it on. I was going to say bring it on, FBI.
I don't think
we should leave that in.
No.
Let's just say I'm
just
smart.
I'm going to say this. You missed out, but if you really want them, you could probably still hire him.
I think he's a sleeper agent. They wouldn't let this valuable of an asset go to waste. They just got to whisper three weird words in his ear and at a Japanese airport or something. And
they're
going to
see me. They're going to see me. They whisper whatever. They're going to see
me.
He's
the Manchurian.
They're
going to
go, Jesus Christ, it's Rocco Bourne.
Your voice. So sexy.
Oh my God. She was
trying to fucking wake you.
This makes so much sense.
Ooh. You guys were there cock blocking his reawakening.
And then a month later, COVID started.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh my God. We just pieced it all together, guys.
What could have happened?
It's a conspiracy theory gone awry.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy fact as far as I'm concerned.
At this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there any other stuff that you guys faked in school? Like fake sources or fake whatever?
I'm with you.
What shit did you get away with?
By any means necessary, it was graduate and get the fuck out of high school.
Yeah.
So when it came time to do the senior project, which was like a 10-page report, which was
I remember
daunting,
the senior project
and whatever the project side of it was, which I chose to make a website reviewing all of Evangelion and the movies.
Oh yeah,
dude.
But it was like I don't know anything about making a website. I made a like Angel Fire site with my friend's dad helped me do this like in one afternoon, And then I basically like, yeah, by any means necessary, like I don't have time to like, I already wrote a 10-page paper. I'm fucking up to the deadline with, I have to write like pages and pages for every website link. There's 25 episodes of the show and two movies. Okay. Fuck. I found another website with reviews and copy pasted.
Oh, Jesus.
24 episodes. I mean, take my degree away at this time. Fuck you. I copy and pasted all of the dialogue and plagiarized every episode biography and review and End of Eva and even Death and Rebirth just for the cherry on top.
Oh, nice.
And turned it in. But I was proud of the 10-page paper and the upfront. You had to give a – it was like a three-way thing. It was like the project, the paper, and then presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the presentation and the paper, but I just like copy and pasted in a weekend. Once the guy told me, my buddy's friend told me how to set up.
You know what, Garrett? I don't judge you. That's a perfect example of why and how the American bullshit school system operates. You graduated with full credit, fully cheating, learning nothing, and then went on to become the success that you are today. Regardless of that stupid bullshit senior project, the system fucked up to begin with.
I do
remember
the
resourcefulness of Rocco and I, but
I had to make a shitty website for like tech fundamentals or something like that senior year, some shit class, and I made it as annoying as possible, hoping the teacher would just get out of it. And so it was a Wayne's World. It was Wayne and Garth going, whoa, and it wouldn't stop. And I just thought, well, I'm gonna make it like this, and hopefully they will just get the fuck out of here, and they won't really read it.
I think the biggest thing that I staged that I like completely fabricated.
Yeah,
I mentioned those ones that I did. I faked sources all the time. I would have like a 100-year-old teacher who said I hate computers. They'd be like, yeah, okay, cool. You know, get it all from the internet and make up a book name, and then all right. The biggest thing that I faked where I was like, yo, I ain't doing this, was I took a class. It was like, I think the class was, man, it shows you how much I retained from it. child psychology.
Oh.
And it was a double class. And it actually wasn't a bad class, but I would get double. It was like all the credits left that I needed for college, I could get with this one class that was like twice as long.
Yeah.
In, you know, or, you know, instead of an hour, it was like two
and
a half hours.
Did I do this with you, Rocco? This sounds very familiar.
No, I think it was just me in this, in this class. Okay. But
child psychology.
It was overall good. I didn't mind it being longer, except it didn't matter that it was longer because halfway through each class, the teacher would get like, you know, all right, well, we covered everything. I mean, you guys, you know, free study. Okay. It's like, all right, I would go on the internet and like do Mega 64 shit, you know, like really, like I was at work on our website and stuff like that. But anyway, she announced like halfway through the thing or whatever semester that you're going to have to go to a preschool. The big project at the end of this year is you're going to a preschool and you're going to assign, they're going to, they know that we do this and they're going to assign a kid for you to watch and you just, you have a journal and every day you write down like what they do and then you, you know, you,
I took this class in college.
Oh, did you?
I took this class in, and I quit before that shit.
Yeah.
This isn't the flower where you have to take a, thing of
flower
around?
No. Okay. None of that. No, we didn't do that. No, it was just psychology, and it was like, no, you're going to write down what this kid does at preschool every day or whatever.
Wow.
And then take all that, and you're going to apply it to the psychological terms that we have. You know what I mean? Like, you make a whole paper about it. And I was just like, oh, my God, I will not do this.
I mean, I
will not.
Rocco, let me tell you now, and this is no insult to you. Uh-huh. Please don't take it this way. But as a parent now, if I was told some dude, if you were going to come in and observe my kid, I'd be like, yeah, no thanks. I'm not paying for it. I'm paying for this. Fuck that. No.
100%. I agree with you.
Yeah, you would have. That would have put the child in serious jeopardy.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, I don't want some dude who I don't know watching my kid.
Yep.
That's terrible.
And monitoring their every move seemed weird. And back then, I felt like I'm going to feel ooky doing this. All of it, just top to
just
bottom.
Studying
I was like,
this child like an animal.
I'm serious. It's not a slight against Rocco. You're having some 18-year-old person who doesn't give a shit about kids, who doesn't even want to be there.
I mean, I was 20 at that point, so you know, I was much older. No, sure. I totally agree.
Yeah,
and I felt the same way.
I had to do that, and I was going to fail the class if I didn't do it. We had GDC coming up, our very first GDC in San Jose that same week, and it was like, I could skip GDC and go hang out with these 3-year-olds and pass this class.
Yeah.
Or go pursue my dream and career, and that's what I did. And that was the moment I dropped out.
I managed to finish all my general education, college, general whatever, around that time. I was able to, and that was partially why I did it. Like, I stuck with that class because it's like all I needed was like marine biology and this child psychology thing. So I didn't want to drop out because I was so close to having a complete, you know, to getting my whatever.
Yeah.
And so I stuck with it, and all I did was, we were leaving and doing so many trips and stuff at that point. I wish I had it. It was the most, it was some of my best work. I created this entire fictional world of what this troubled kid went through every day. Like, this kid does not communicate to any of the other kids. He stays by himself. Someone tried to take a toy from him, and he's been upset about it all week, and I mean, it was, like, on a level that was, you know, unbelievable. And I was, like, honestly debating, like, am I going to get away with this? Because I honestly don't.
Like, they didn't have to sign anything. Yeah, so you just had to turn a journal in.
Yeah, but I'm like, are they going to call anyone about it or whatever?
Or the other student's going to say, Rocco didn't go.
But our teacher, she was also like a student teacher. Mm-hmm. Or like she was also in some whatever. And she was coming in every week going, oh my gosh, like, I'm doing all this stuff in this class, and then I have to do my own classes for this. And she was just talking about how, like, stressed out she was. And I was like, you know, I don't think she's going to go. She has to look through 70 of these fucking reports. I don't think she's going to check up on this. So I turned it all in, and
look at you.
Aced it. She was like, you just really, like,
A plus.
Yeah, I mean, she was just like, wow, this was, like, a really interesting take on what was going on with this kid. And I was like, thanks. And it was like, I fucking farted that out over a weekend.
Yeah.
I was, you know, watching The Sopranos and going, you know.
You surveyed the whole situation. You saw that she was easily distracted by her workload and you went for the strike.
And I knew exactly, assess and move forward with your assessment. CIA material. Oh, once again, I've proven
and that's
it.
That's right. And I want to clarify my strategy because a lot of people in there, did I make the right decision? I was pursuing an art degree, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're pursuing an art degree and your choice is continue in school or get a paying job, go do my route. Go the second one.
And I will say, too, I did complete my general education in college. I did that. But I, too, was taking a lot of theater classes and directing classes, too, with, you know, both stage directing and video stuff and all that. I was taking those, and I did bail on those. I stuck with college to get the general thing, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
You know, I got a really good general education, and I'm happy about that. But I did bail on the artistic-related ones because I was going to those classes and getting chewed out constantly. This is too weird. Why did you do this? And I remember sitting in that class and they were chewing me out for what? Okay, I'm going to deep cut for all you longtime Mega 64 fans. We did a stage performance of the song Todd One in Space Mountain Land.
Classic. Yeah.
The assignment was to act out a song and bring a music video to life, I think was the title of the anyway. And so we did this assignment, and it was just gonzo and made no sense. That video is on our version 2 DVD, I think.
Is it on YouTube anywhere or no?
It might be on YouTube. Somebody else uploaded it. That should go on our archives at some point.
We should play it on Mega 64 TV for
years. Yeah, it plays on there. Yeah. But anyway, for weeks, the class was, like, pissed at me about it. Because they kept going, like, oh, it doesn't seem like you take this seriously. And it's like, well, everyone else's scene was about, like, a suicidal thing or a whatever. I'm just not thinking that direction. Like, this is what I like. I want it colorful and fun and, you know, whatever. And it was like, no, that's not valid. Oh. And I remember dealing with week two of that. Every week I would come in and they would tell me this about how I should take things more seriously. And that was the week that our videos in our videos were featured in EGM magazine.
Oh, yeah.
That magazine had a DVD of our stuff.
Yeah.
And it was in every store. It was in 7-Elevens, it was in the airport.
Right.
And I remember thinking, and it was at that point I was transitioning in my full-time job. It wasn't that way for all of us for a couple more years. But I remember thinking, I can come in here and you tell me how I'm wrong every week, or I can just keep doing this.
Right.
What I mean? And so I did kind of have the same moment as Derek. It's just that I did finish my few little, you know, scientific classes.
There was one day that we were the number one video on YouTube, and that was when it used to tell you, top video on YouTube, and it was our video. I think it was the Miyamoto video.
It was Miyamoto, yeah.
And I remember we were in class, and the teacher went to YouTube that day. I don't even remember the class. It was some kind of acting or whatever thing. And then that was there. I'm like, oh my, that's my video right there. And the teacher's like, that one, number one? I'm like, yeah, it's mine. And then she went, what are you doing here? It's like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm here.
That's so funny. I was in that marine biology class that I mentioned, and someone loaded up YouTube. Because Wi-Fi was still new thing, and YouTube was still pretty new.
Yeah.
And they loaded it up. And yeah, I remember I was refreshing it the whole class, and it was like, oh, it's number four. It's number four. Oh, it's number one. It's number one. And a guy went YouTube, and it popped up on the front page. It wasn't all algorithm controlled. It was actually like the top videos were on the front page. And that popped up, when he was looking at YouTube, I was like, yo, that's mine.
Yeah.
That's mine. And I remember the thumbnail at the time was just a wall. Like, it wasn't Miyamoto.
Oh,
it wasn't
really?
Mario. It was just the transition, a whip past, and it chose that as the thumbnail. You could have changed it, but I remember at that time thinking, and we all thought, I think, like, who gives a shit what the thumbnail is? Like, watch the video.
It's a surprise.
And it's so funny because that's, like, the fucking most important thing.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, cool. Oh, your video's amazing. Cool. Well, it better have a good title and thumbnail. It's like, oh, my God, really? So, but at that time, I didn't know anything. It was just like, hey, yeah, whatever. We put it up. It's number one. I don't care. Anyway, but, yeah, that was the last class I ever took, I think, was that.
You didn't need it anymore.
Nice.
You didn't need it.
Yeah. Fuck school. We transcended. Now we teach the classes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now we're the... Yeah, I'm the teacher.
Let's do that.
I'm now your guidance counselor.
So yeah, now I've been invited to guest speak at college classes. So funny. Oh, how the world works that way.
Yeah, you should take your stuff more seriously, guys.
Yeah. No,
it's not valid.
Oh, sorry.
I can't believe the teacher said that to you.
I hyped up on the last podcast on Quarantine Cast that I had a story about acting that I could get into now.
Oh, yeah.
There's
nothing
to talk about.
Hey, Derek.
And I think I wanted to promote, but yeah, go ahead. What's up, Rocco?
Well, I do need to do the usual plug, so maybe we want to like hype that up for like after this plug.
Oh, right.
Let's do it. Let's do all these right. plugs.
Guys. shop.mega64.com is your one-stop shop for incredible stuff. You're going to get the best stuff you've ever ordered. We're going to make Amazon, Newegg, all these places
Wayfair
seem foolish.
Totally foolish.
They don't have the best stuff that we got. Just this week, we restocked a bunch of shirts because we're getting ready. Mega 64 Expo.
Saturday, right?
64X is less than a week from now. It's Saturday,
oh my God,
July 18th.
Wow.
We're getting ready for that. And so in the lead up to that, we restocked a bunch of shirts yesterday. We restocked the Charm shirt. We restocked the Robo Baller 64 shirt. He's wearing that. That's one of my favorite designs.
Yeah, I love
I'm
this.
Telling you,
sick,
that's one of my favorite designs we've ever had. I wear that shirt. And I don't always wear our stuff because I feel kind of douchey, but I'll be a douche for that
just
design.
Just do it.
But we also got the Mega 64 shirt back in stock. That was a 64-hour special a long time ago, but it did well enough and people demanded it enough. We're going to, it's in our roster now. It's in full stock right now. So pick those up. And then, of course, next weekend, Mega 64 Expo, there's going to be a lot of great stuff. But one of the things, as I mentioned, we like to do in our show is the 64-hour special, a shirt that's only available for 64 hours and then it's gone. And we've been doing a series. We had the Wins Dance Class shirt.
Yep.
We had the influencer shirt. Tonight we have the next in the series. It's the already? Baller shirt.
Oh.
I'll let everyone guess who that is.
Dang, wow. that's a good one.
From long ago.
Baller.
That's a good one though. Baller. That's great. But that is available now at shop.mega64.com. For the next 64 hours, it'll come down Wednesday night. So
that's a good
get
one.
Get yours now. And then we also have on patreon.com/mega64, we always have new stuff. We just put up a brand new episode of Mega 64 Movie Club where we watched That Thing You Do. Hmm. Believe it or not, that was a Sean suggestion.
Believe it or
that
not.
That may shock you.
Believe it.
But that we watched that, so you can we go way into detail on the production of that movie and also our thoughts, of course, our opinions. But it's great. Really good episode. And then we also did New Friend Dimensions where we played Derek and I were actually at the official SpaceX data center and we played Streets of Rage 4. We tried to see if it was playable in zero G.
Hmm. Rocco and I recorded the most badass episodes of Friend Dimension in the history of the show.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna say that. Sorry, everybody else, but those were fun episodes.
Yeah, Sean.
I don't know how you felt, Rocco. We didn't even talk about it afterwards. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was kind of a mess of a day, so there was all this stuff going on, and I didn't even think about. We did those, and then I moved on, and it was like, oh, we really did do that. Oh yeah, yeah. You know it's a crazy day when you forget. Sean, I know you're a big Star Trek nut and you like Data.
I love Data.
We have a better version of Data in our Friend Dimension episode.
We brought our own AI on board for this episode of Friend Dimension.
Well, I will check it out.
So yeah, check that out. Check out our Patreon. Anyway, that's all I wanted to bring up. And you know, Mega 64 Expo is next weekend. I'll keep plugging that till the cows come home. But Derek, you have
the floor.
Yeah. Oh, and get that baller shirt too, because I'm a huge, as you can see in the photo, I'm a huge Chargers fan. And that was probably the height of my fandom, you know?
Yeah.
I love that there's two shirts that came out this week that have baller in the name. Like, that's just where we're at right now.
Nova Baller.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. I'm anyway.
Yeah. And then a human baller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that. Really, man versus machine. Anyway.
That's right. So I'm gonna dive into this story and I'm gonna beat everybody to the punch because I got cast in a commercial, was filming it earlier this week, and I think this one's gonna be big. And I know everybody out there is gonna see it sooner or later, and all the messages are gonna come flying in about how I'm a sellout.
Right.
Because that's what always happens whenever you make a commercial.
I loved when you did that last one, and it wasn't even like, yo, this guy's a sell. Well, there was some, but then there was just, care to explain yourself? That was my favorite comment.
That's so good.
On the last one. Excuse me, care to explain yourself? And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, Mom. Like, what?
Yeah, what have you done?
We live in California, guys. We do shit, and we're in stuff, and it's fun. It's great. Anyway.
Chase that paper.
So, we're here. We're entertainers, and then recently I've pursued acting more seriously, you know, getting into like the business of acting, which is interesting because you would think, oh, I'm gonna get cast on the new Parks and Rec, or I'm gonna do a movie, and that's not the case at all. You do a lot of commercial work and things you would never think of when you're an actor. And so I got this gig. I had to sign an NDA, so I can't say what company it was, but it's a huge company. You're gonna hear about it. It's as if I had signed to do a commercial for Nike, but it's not Nike, guys. It's not Nike. It's a company like Nike.
Okay.
But you know, when you get this gig offer from your agent, you just get an email and they're like, hey, we got a job. It's for a shoe company next Wednesday. Are you available? Take a picture of yourself wearing some shoes and send us a picture of your shoes.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, yeah, sounds cool. And you do it and then you send it off and then they go, all right, you got it. Show up at this place on Wednesday. And then you show up and, you know, it's this huge facility and it's like, oh, dang, these are the new Nikes. And then you get to play with them. And that's what I was doing on earlier this week. Now, they were talking about like email banners and side banners, and they were taking photographs. So I have a feeling I'm going to be like all over a bunch of web pages.
That'd be sick.
All over the internet, looking not normal.
Cool. Looking fly in some Air Force Ones.
Now, let me ask you, care to explain yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you?
I demand an explanation.
I mean, what
the fuck? Was really fun. And one of the women who I was with, we were talking about it. I don't know why this came up, Rocco. Power Rangers came up, and she told me she auditioned for Yellow Ranger back in 1990.
Whoa.
And did not get it.
Oh, no kidding.
Dang.
Yeah, because she said she was sick, and she went over the whole audition process. She's like, they asked me to show up. They asked me to do all these kung fu moves. I told them I knew karate. But I had the flu that day. They asked me to, like, jump over a table. I tripped. I totally crashed into the table. I didn't get the job.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I guess,
wow.
I guess that's the life.
Yeah, I guess so. Damn.
Anyways, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to give people proper warning because they're going to see it. And there's your explanation. So, you know, now you know I'm a sellout because I told you up front.
It's so funny that people feel that protective over us, which I guess I appreciate.
Yeah, there's a fine line because we're here and we're asking, you know, it's like by coming and doing this, we ask people to invest in us as a group, as people, as whatever it is. Yeah. But then you do something else and it's like, wait, what is this? And it's like, well, you know, it's we're not just this.
Yeah,
you know,
we can
do other stuff too.
I don't know. Although when I was in that commercial for Google Pixel, everyone was happy for me. So I don't know. Maybe it's just something.
Everyone asked you if they got your permission.
They
remember?
Did.
I'm gonna take a moment and promote another thing too, guys. I have a new music video come out this week, and it debuted on the music blog Brooklyn Vegan. So check that out.
Ooh.
I saw that. And then it's gonna go up on my YouTube channel tomorrow for the public.
Cool.
But we got an exclusive debut on Brooklyn Vegan. Maybe the most pretentious website on the entire internet. Who knows?
I haven't seen it yet. I saw that it was posted, but I haven't watched it.
I watched on there and I read the review. Interesting name for a website, but it makes total sense.
I was happy to be there. Everybody can see the video on my YouTube channel tomorrow when it goes live for the public.
Cool.
I was going to say, going back to, like, Sean, you did the Google thing and nobody.
Well, I should say it sounds like I went to an audition. They just contacted me and said, "Hey, we saw your picture. Can we use it?"
Yeah.
It's not like I really did much for that.
But right. But I'm gonna say on top of that.
Yeah.
On top of that, this is I said this in private the other day, and now I'm gonna say it in public. Yeah. I said this, and I thought it was kind of a, you know, maybe this is just between us, but no, I'm gonna address it here.
Okay.
There are levels of anger that each of us stoke in different ways. Sean can do a lot of stuff.
Thank God.
And people go like, God, good for Sean, man.
Sean's a great dude.
Then you start climbing up the ladder.
Uh-oh.
And if Derek does a commercial, why the fuck is Derek doing a commercial? Why? And it's like, they'll be happy for Sean. But Derek, it's like, you know, I think Derek does a lot of creative stuff, like the music video, things like that. They want to know, but they, you know, they want to understand it. And it's like, what, you know, what, so why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? I make people fucking mad all the time.
Mm.
I stoke more anger.
You're top of the food chain.
I will say something and it'll be like, why? Oh my God. You just fucking said you. Oh my God.
You go to Disneyland on a Wednesday, your day off.
Seriously, it's shit like that. It's shit like that. And what I think that it is, this is my theory, is that familiarity breeds contempt. And I think that I am out in the virtual space much more than maybe other people here.
Okay.
Derek has a big presence there. And so, but Derek, I think you would admit that, right? You're not involved in shit as much as me in terms of like being on Twitter or being on whatever, you know? So maybe it isn't as, you know, I don't know.
Maybe.
But then Sean is, you know, well, Sean's on the internet a lot too.
I am.
But Sean's priority is his family and he's off doing shit.
Yeah, I'm pushing my kids. No one cares, you know? But you know what, Rocco? This is what it is. Let me figure it out for you real quick. Look at just our 64-hour special shirts we just released.
Mm-hmm.
Influencer. Whoa. Mm. That guy is important. Baller. That guy is also important. Wins dance class. That guy... Good luck, kid. You know, it's that. It's pretty much that.
You're saying it's an attitude thing.
Yeah. It's like, look at this kid. Influencer. Well, I want to listen. Yeah, to this guy maybe. Is an influencer. I'm not liking what he's saying, so I'm pissed.
I'm with you, Sean, because Derek and Rocco are the two Disneyland pimps.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that.
I don't think there's a lot of negativity. I just think people were surprised to see me in a commercial for TopHatter.com.
Sure.
Right. You know, I never think about the business side of acting, where it's not always creative. Sometimes you're just auditioning for stuff and getting jobs, and you show up and you do a job.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Sure.
I guess, but I do think maybe, because I do see a lot of things where, like, really passive things that are really not a big deal. And if Garrett did it, it's not really anything. But yep. If I do it, it's like, this fucking guy, the fuck that, you know, whatever. I do little things, nothing important. This is not really any life or death stuff. But I do notice that, and I feel like, what is that? But I do think there's a little bit of that. I think somebody in the chat just said, oh, I missed it, but about, yeah, like maybe there's more, I don't know. It's like, you know, they build a certain relationship to you. And then when you don't fit that or something, and maybe I'm, you know, involved in a lot of stuff and
you're too open.
I don't know. I like to get involved in a lot of things. And I think, I don't know, maybe.
Well,
sometimes.
I will tell.
I don't know.
Now I should be careful what I say before I put my foot in my mouth. I don't engage too much online. I don't put a lot of myself online, and I don't really have meaningful conversations on any platform of the internet. I love to have meaningful conversations face to face, but
yeah.
When it comes to the internet, I feel like you're too open to people who don't really care, just popping into a meaningful conversation and shitting on you and ruining it, popping out. And then you're like, oh, I was putting like real emotion in this conversation. And now like you've shit all over me. I don't like to expose myself to that. So I don't really engage with people too much online.
Sure.
So maybe that's why I feel like I'm a little insulated from people attacking me or saying too much hatred. Yeah. I hope.
You know what? This is my thought process when it comes to social media, and I'm going to relate this back to a movie club thing where I never put my real true like love, like my super deep feelings that are kind of whatever out for, you know, like we did Princess Bride. That movie means a lot to me. And so when it wasn't like received well, I didn't handle it well. But it's just like anything else. It's like I'm going to put another thing out there that maybe doesn't mean that much to me, but I think it's still kind of good. You know, here's that thing you do type thought. It's like this isn't my best thought, but it's a thought that if you shit on it, I'm not going to care. You know, does that make sense?
Sure.
I don't know. I always it's weird. It's a weird dance.
I think nowadays, you know, when I share stuff online, it's mostly it's things that I value, but it's mostly kind of mostly unimportant, you know. In terms of like, you know, I'm going to go on Twitter and talk about games and movies.
Yeah.
You know, some people do make that their whole personality. I try not to, but if you read my Twitter, it looks like that's all I care about, but no, that's all I really want to, you know, that's all I'm willing to kind of engage with. But I will say like, I've always had, and I think all of us do to a degree, we keep it real on certain things. I'm not saying we come out here and bare our souls necessarily. We have our own things to ourselves, but we like to keep it real too. Sometimes we don't sugarcoat stuff, whatever.
Definitely.
And so every now and then I will say something that has a little bit of like real shit to it. And yeah, more so than I think you would, Derek. You know, I think I do it now and then. And then, yeah, sometimes it does get like, ooh, you know what? Ooh, I might've gone. Maybe I didn't need to share that. Maybe I didn't need to, you know, that does happen. Somebody in the chat just said the only time I got mad at Rocco was when he shat on the Princess Bride. So there you go. I mean,
see,
I tried to open myself up for retaliation with Roger Rabbit. I'm like, you know what? I don't think Sean really cared for this so much. Fair is fair. I'm going to put myself on the slab. Let me have it. And Sean came back. We watched it with the family. It was wonderful.
I liked it. It's like, I liked it more than I thought I would.
So I'm telling you, I got to do Willy Wonka at some point.
I love Willy Wonka.
I mean, we already did Black Hole and didn't rip it to shreds, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I love Black Hole, but I don't think it's a good movie. You know what I mean? Like, so you rip it to shreds. I'm not, you know, walking away like, what the fuck? You know, it's, there are D-grade movies that I love. You know what I mean? You know, but, I don't know. Maybe, you know what? Godfather, last time you watched it, maybe that didn't go over so well.
Falling asleep. I did not like it. I would say, though, I didn't have probably the best circumstance to watch that movie.
Yeah.
It was
a long time ago,
18,
whatever.
18, and for some reason, like, I had just figured out I can get whatever food I wanted to get, and my parents couldn't stop me. So I got, like, a huge thing of fruit punch, whipped cream, frosting, cookies, and brownies. And then,
the quintessential Godfather eating.
I just remember you telling me all that, Sean. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And your story of watching The Godfather was 90% that.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah. And then we watched The Godfather, and I'm like, it's boring. And it was like, okay.
I was like,
did you watch it?
I'm falling asleep through it, and now I'm realizing, like, I just had so much sugar. I was crashing.
Anyway, whatever. Maybe that would be a future
movie
one.
Club,
and, you know.
I feel like that movie has affected me. I have not stopped thinking about it.
The Godfather?
No. After that thing you do, I don't know if we should say or wait.
The movie after we watched it?
Yeah.
I think you could see, because we already announced what the next movie is.
That thing you do is out there, and we say the next movie.
Oh, okay. So after that thing you do, we did an episode on the movie Dolomite, and I've been obsessed with everything Dolomite pretty much since we did that episode.
Derek, have you watched Dolomite Is My Name?
Yeah, I'm watching it on Netflix right now.
Okay.
We should do a thing on that then.
Yeah, Derek, this is a weird time to say this, but that's going to be my next movie after Rocco's next movie.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to do Dolomite Is My Name.
The sequel.
Not the sequel. It's not a sequel.
Yeah, because Sean was watching it and he's like, this is making me appreciate this so much more.
Really?
I wish we could have a discussion on this now. And it's like, well, just then pick it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So yeah.
We're doing that.
Okay, down the road, guys, in weeks and in weeks from now, we'll do that. Yeah. I think that sounds cool.
Yeah, we'll do that. That'd be fun. We have fun here.
Is that a modern one?
What's that, Garrett?
Is Dolomite Is My Name like a modern?
It came out like last year. It's starring Eddie Murphy. Wesley Snipes is in it.
Yeah.
Craig Robinson. Bob Odenkirk shows up.
Yeah, I remember that coming out
last
year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
didn't see it.
I just finished Better Call Saul season 5.
All right.
Which I like that show. But it was it ended its season beginning of the year, and it's like those seasons come to Netflix at some point.
Yeah.
And I kind of derailed this. Do you want to say more about that?
But about Dolomite?
About Dolomite or anything?
Oh, no.
No, that was it.
No, okay. I'm going to say my thoughts for Movie Club. The last thing I was going to say is I have loved doing this show so much.
Movie Club? Yeah.
I fucking love watching a movie,
yeah,
taking notes, and then talking about it with you guys. Like, I'm having the most fun. So if you guys don't subscribe to our Patreon, check out, just for a little bit, just check out for Movie Club and see what you think, because it's so much fun. For me, at least.
I totally agree, and I feel like it's resonated with people really well too. You know, ever since we put those out, I get like glowing things every day about it. They're like,
cool.
Yo, hey, thank you. I love hearing you guys dissect media like this. This is really cool. I'm like, okay. You know, this is something we do every day just on our time.
It used to be something that we did just as a segment on the podcast maybe or something.
Yeah, maybe, but not to the level that we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Gave
me,
on there, yeah.
That's cool.
What I kind of thought, Garrett, is we did that one podcast where we just saw the Rise of Skywalker, and the podcast was just that.
Right.
And I had so much fun doing that. Like, let's just
really
make that its own show.
That was the genesis of it.
That's cool.
But anyway, yeah, so, I like doing that kind of stuff, too, and I'm glad people have dug it. But anyway, yeah, I watched Better Call Saul. Yeah, but it's like, when is that coming to Netflix, or when is the, you know, we don't know, and things might be delayed, because they don't even know if the next season is on track. The next season, I guess, is the final one. They've said that. But it was unclear. So I just got it on like Apple TV. I was just like, all right, screw it. And I just paid for it. I'm like, I'm done hunting around for the, and like AMC has an app, but like they only have the last four episodes. It's like, I'd like to see the previous six as well, but okay.
I can't believe this was just a Breaking Bad prequel, right?
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I've heard so many amazing things about this show.
Yeah.
Is it still like in the, like, do you still feel like it's like a, I don't know. Is it its own thing? I don't like know what
it's
it is all the way.
Definitely great as its own show.
Yeah.
I don't, but I will say this. I think it's, what's impressive about it is it's consistently really good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name an episode. Well, fuck that episode. It's consistently great. But I also do not, I don't ever think it's like a slam dunk.
Oh, okay.
I really don't. I think there's only so, how do I say this? I think it's all been great, but not, I don't know. I'm not that interested in the legal system or the whole, what I mean? I feel like I always hear in every conversation about this show, someone will inevitably say, oh, it's even better than Breaking Bad. And I don't understand that at all. Because I feel like Breaking Bad's concept is this, what an excellent contest or concept, where I've never seen a show like that where it's a school teacher who cannot get ahead in the he cannot progress with anything in the medical industry because he has cancer, he cannot afford to even treat it.
Right.
So he's got to sell meth. I mean, it's such a left turn.
Hey, man, we wanted to graduate no matter what, mm-hmm. and we had to cheat to get that.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I understand wanting to live.
Yeah.
You got to sell some meth.
Yeah.
It's a human problem.
So from this tree, you have all these possibilities of where it can go. And... Yeah. The sky's the limit on how insane this story can really take it. It's consistently, I don't know how they're going to get out of this. Wow, they found such a creative way to do it. Better Call Saul, the root of all of it is lawyer stuff.
Mm.
I just don't think that's that interesting. It's written very well and done in a way where average Joe can understand how threatening some of these legal things are and so many, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that interesting though. How far can that go? It can only go as far as where a prequel will allow it. Now they do really good things to circumvent your expectations. Like, oh, this is going to happen with this. Oh, it didn't. Okay. But I feel like it's still held back by that. Whatever. Prequels just are like that. Fine. But I do think Breaking Bad was ultimately more a human story than this. And the characters are probably deeper written on Better Call Saul. But I am the kind of person that really loves bigger concept stories. And even though the characters might be, they take more of their time to flesh them out and all these things in Better Call Saul, that will be better for some people, but not for me. I like the big concept crazy shit like Breaking Bad. I just don't think Better Call Saul is as interesting as that.
Hmm.
But it's still consistently really good.
Well, I haven't seen Breaking Bad yet, Rocco, so I'm going to do that first. Does that seem like
Yeah, I would recommend that.
Okay.
But Better Call Saul is consistently good.
Yeah.
I don't get the it's better than Breaking Bad though. I really like it, but I actually don't get that.
There's a lot of shows that are just too much in the courtroom for me.
Sure. Yeah. And
I'm with you there too.
But I will say half of Better Call Saul is that. The other half is pretty exciting.
It's good. All right.
Before, we're not that over, but any video games you guys been playing?
Yeah.
What
Last of Us 2.
Last of Us 2 still. Oh, yeah, because you haven't beat it yet.
I'm like 12, 14 hours in.
Okay.
Just really getting involved with all the combat and all the little crafted items. Oh, I finally made silencers. Ellie is Solid Snake in certain scenes of this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's great how stealth you can play this and like set up traps, and the checkpoint system is great. I'm finding where you can just if I fucked up. Oh, I got seen. Dog chewed my face off. Hold on. Pause real quick. Restart encounter. It's like no load time, puts you right back before you got spotted. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like cheating. Like I'm playing with a emulator and I'm hitting save states. Because before I get spotted, you know, if I fuck up and get spotted, that's my go-to. Like, oh, pause, restart encounter.
Yeah.
I could do this better. But that's why it's taken me forever to beat this game.
Yeah.
But really, really loving it.
I'm in this weird spot right now where I am not playing the games anymore and my kids are. I'm just watching them play. Like, Emma has pretty much beaten Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm there with her and, like, telling her what to do.
Oh, that's cool.
But, like, she's the one who, like, has played the entire game. I haven't touched a controller once for that game. And now Sawyer is playing Breath of the Wild, which is, like, it's weird because I'm so, at the same time, proud and then frustrated. Because it's like, look at her. She's doing the thing. She got the bat. That's awesome. And then it's like, just go up the fucking mountain. Just get up. God damn it. She fell. Okay. It's a huge trial and patience just to sit, take a step back and like, I'm not in control anymore. They used to watch me and now they don't anymore. It's just them. It's like a weird new chapter of my life. But so that's cool. That. And then, dude, Donkey Kong Country is coming to the Switch now. But like, I think I'm going to do a thing where I'm going to try to speed run it as fast as I can on like a stream or something. Because I can beat that game in like an hour and a half easy. I'm thinking maybe I'll try to like, I don't know, get an hour and 15 or something like that and on a stream or some shit.
That'd be fun, even if you broke it up into a couple episodes.
No, one episode. I'm going to do one sitting.
All right, shit.
That's what I want to do. Yeah. Anyways, that's me. I don't know about you guys, but.
Did anyone catch the Ubisoft like press conference they had today?
Mm-mm.
I actually sat down and watched that. My girlfriend threw it on because she's a big Assassin's Creed fan.
Yeah.
It's interesting you talked about watching Emma play Horizon Zero Dawn. Because, yeah, I watched my girlfriend play that and most of the Assassin's Creed games, which are fun to watch. But you see why, like, Ubisoft games get this kind of knack for being repetitive and just, like, fetch questing and item collecting. And that's very much what Assassin's Creed is. But, man, they didn't have anything to show. It was mainly just to show Valhalla, which looks good because it's like a Viking environment, which I'm more interested in, especially after having played God of War. But seeing Assassin's Creed go there was cool. Everything else they showed were like Fortnite clones. It was Fortnite colored graphics with like first-person shooter violence and very cartoony, like loot boxy type animations. And it was like three in a row for their like games until they showed Assassin's Creed. Then they showed, I guess, a full Far Cry 6. Does anyone still play Far Cry?
That was never my thing.
Far Cry 3 was never good. Did anyone play Far Cry 3 here?
I played like a couple hours of that Blood Dragon thing, and I was like,
yeah, I was
no
lost
thanks
on that.
That was not for me, and everyone was telling me that was like the best Far Cry thing, and I was like, oh, well then.
Yeah, I heard Rodrigo, our buddy, really likes that.
Yeah.
I played so much 3 that I just wasn't ready to go on to the expansion.
Yeah.
Because it was built on that same engine. But I really liked that series, at least that game. But I've kind of fallen off that franchise, too. But, yeah, not much coming out of the Ubisoft press conference. It was that interesting.
Well, it's weird, like, is Beyond Good and Evil 2, are they still doing that?
Yeah, I didn't see a second of that.
And every time they do an event, Splinter Cell is trending because they aren't doing anything with that.
Hey, no, he's in this Fortnite clone that they're putting out.
Yeah,
they showed a big reveal that's like, oh, Sam Fisher goggles are in this fucking game.
Yeah,
fun.
It's kind of weird.
I mean, it's for the new generation of gaming. Ubisoft's mainly just like a publisher, right? Do they make games in studio? Some stuff. Like Rabbids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they do.
Assassin's Creed, I guess, is their big in studio franchise. And this guy has like Solid Snake style, like when you would pound the ground, it would send out the sonar.
Yeah.
That's the ability in Assassin's Creed now, as the Viking. You do the Million Dollar Man.
Crazy. Did they make that up?
I guess.
That's crazy.
That's
unheard of.
I just, I feel like every Far Cry is like, here's the weird villain we have.
That's what they focus on now. Yeah, the villains.
And I don't.
Yeah,
really,
you always gotta like smell their farts and stuff. How do you build a whole franchise around that?
Well, this time it's like, oh, here's this bad guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it all comes back.
Oh, so he's in it? Okay. He's the villain. It's always just like, well, here's the weird villain.
They showed like a teaser of him like earlier in the week. I saw, hey, Far Cry 6, yeah, here's what the villain looks like. It's this actor. The end of the Ubisoft press conference was the extended clip of that like screenshot. Basically, mm-hmm, that's the end of the clip. Mm-hmm. But it was this whole melodramatic like thing that happens with him and his son as they walk through a hallway and don't show his face. It was just very like, what's the main character gonna do? Like, who's who am I playing? Because you never see the villain in maybe a couple cutscenes.
Yeah, I don't know. I always see that and I'm like, do you play as that guy? No. I don't know. It's just weird.
See, Far Cry 3, you got the tattoo. You had to burn the marijuana fields that they were growing. It was great. So much rich story.
When is the Xbox thing?
It was a 360 game.
The 23rd.
Okay.
There's an Xbox event on the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
We should stream that.
Oh, yeah. I'm down to do that again.
Yeah, those are always fun. Supposed to show all the stuff for a bunch of new first-party stuff for Xbox Series X.
I mean, I have zero intention of buying this console. Like, I don't care at all, but I'm curious what they're going to show. I am like dying to know the price. I think that's going to tell us a lot.
Yeah, they got to be first with that, right?
I don't know. I honestly,
they
I
have
think,
to say
I think they're
here,
playing
right?
chicken with each
they
other.
They have to.
I think there is going to be a Nintendo Direct at some point because they have nothing on their calendar after like Paper Mario comes out in days.
Uh huh.
And then there's actually nothing on the calendar.
Really?
Like, at least from Nintendo.
Right.
Third party stuff's coming. But
I think there has to be like a thing any day now where it's like, all right, here's what's coming.
Dude, Breath of the Wild 2.
Right? I mean, that's the only thing that we know of that they're working on.
I mean,
or Metroid.
Yeah. The Switch they're not going to do a new system anytime soon, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. I'm happy with it. I don't need.
This came out in 2017, and it's like one of their biggest hits.
Yeah.
So for them to do it in less than 5 years to do, you know, maybe they'll do like, a Switch Pro or something flashy, but they're not going to do
something with built-in Bluetooth.
Okay.
There is No More Heroes 3. I mean, there are games coming, but I mean, just on Nintendo's own side of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude, what happened to Bayonetta 3? That's a really good question. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that'll be on the 23rd.
Ask Kamiya on Twitter what happened to Bayonetta 3.
Otherwise, I haven't really done anything. Like, I haven't been paying attention to anything else because none of those Ubisoft titles really.
Like I said, you know.
I wasn't planning to get Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Which comes out soon. I wasn't planning on that. And then they showed this Kurosawa mode.
You
thing,
told me about that.
Where they actually went and got approval from the Kurosawa estate and all that stuff. Where you can play the game. It's, you know, it's in like old Japan, you know, it's like samurai kind of stuff. And you can flip it into this mode that makes it harsh, like black and white. And they actually looked at the way the lens worked in old Kurosawa movies and kind of like added some of that distortion. And the sound effects are kind of blown out. Like they made it like they filter it in a way where it looks like old samurai movies.
So it's audio and
that's kind of cool.
It's audio visual in both the filter.
It affects a lot of stuff, I think.
That's crazy.
And so now I'm like, I kind of want to check that out. That looked kind of cool to me.
That sounded cool. I was always on the fence with that game, but I've got so much, like, I think Deadly Premonition 2 is about to arrive at my place.
Yeah.
I'm still going through Final Fantasy 7 and Last of Us.
Oh, okay.
End of this month is Skate XL.
Oh, that's this month?
Yeah. Do you know about that? Skater XL, I think it's called.
Mm,
is it I was telling you about it with each analog stick is a foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not Skate 4 or not Tony Hawk 1 and 2 remaster. Uh-huh. This is some third-party game by Easy Day Studio that's coming to the Switch, PS4, and Xbox, and it's digital or physical.
That's
like $39.
That sounds hard though.
It is interesting. I'm very curious about it. Mm. I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. Hell yeah. Last thing, and this is not about video games, so I apologize. Rocco, did you see the live action Cinderella that they did with Disney?
No, fuck no.
I saw it. I didn't hate it.
Really?
Which blew my mind. I thought I was gonna fucking hate this thing.
Is that Emma Watson in that one?
No, that's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
You're never gonna watch it. I understand.
No, I won't watch it.
I understand.
Well,
but
I already know that.
They did a job of it where it wasn't the line for line movie. There were no real songs, and the mice didn't talk. It was like its own story.
That's good, because even the original Cinderella, I don't think is very good. It's like people forget. You watch that movie, and it's like 70% of it is the fucking rats and the cats.
I agree with you, and I think that I liked this more than the original. Which
yeah,
I was
maybe,
not.
Maybe,
I was,
maybe that's a good point.
I walked into this being like, "Ugh, this is gonna fucking suck," and then walked out. I was like, "Nah, I liked that story. It was good. So, hey, give it a shot, I guess. I mean, it was, because that's the thing. The Lion King is bullshit because it's like we already have this. This already exists, but this was its own thing. So I liked it. Anyways, that's my last.
Kevin said the same thing about Dumbo. He was like, "Yeah, I know no one wants to see Dumbo." But the movie, like, the original movie is the first 30 minutes of this. And then it like, does its own thing. And it was great.
Yeah. Once I found the mice weren't talking, I was way more invested than I was before. Cool.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen a lot of the... I was so scarred by the Jungle Book remake. Like, that was putrid. And then, that kind of put me in a bad place with those.
I totally understand. And again, I wouldn't say like watch this movie, but if you happen to find yourself there, I bet you'll like it more than you think you would. That's all I'm saying.
Aladdin was probably the most tolerable that I saw.
That's the only one I've seen.
But I also didn't love that. You know, it was like, it was all right. Will Smith like saved it, but
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
But that Lion King shit sucked.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
I watched a lot of that. I don't know if I finished it because we were doing that movie walkthrough video.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Let's check this out. And it was like, what? This is seriously one-to-one. Like, this is just, they are copy and pasting.
That's so lazy.
And I'm sure it actually was a ton of work, but that's just made it that much more puzzling. Like, why go through
that? Was
all
the
this?
One I was the most interested in seeing, but now that it's here, I don't care. Is Little Mermaid on the list?
They're making it. I thought
yeah,
that's gonna happen.
Point.
How do you do that? It's all underwater.
That's not my problem.
I think they can shoot down there,
James Cameron style.
I've seen. I don't know. They did an Aquaman, right?
We'll see. Yeah, he wears pants underwater like an asshole.
You're gonna have to have a lot of towels. I'll tell you that.
I kept seeing this ad of Jason Momoa on when you turn on the PlayStation 4, and it's like, what can you watch on Hulu or whatever? And it's like Momoa in his Aquaman outfit. He's got leather fucking pants on underwater.
Yeah.
It's so ineffective to swim. Aquaman has a briefs.
Yeah,
no
asshole.
Pants.
Let us see your asshole, asshole.
Yeah, fuckhead.
Oh, look.
See Aquaman's tentacle.
Honestly, I'm so sick of that Jason Momoa because I had to see his like little skinny ass in that CG commercial.
That was a bad movie.
Where he's taking his fucking body parts off and he looks like
I like that guy. I like Jason Momoa a lot, but that commercial actually did work against him because I was in the same thing. I was like, I don't want to look at him anymore. That was so annoying and ugly.
But you
know
what?
He's got a flesh-eating disease when he pulls his... That's the thing where I don't blame him. That commercial was...
Yeah, he shouldn't have done it.
Hey, the first time you saw it, it's like, okay, huh?
Yeah. It was a Super Bowl ad, and they just ran into the ground.
It's not his fault they played it 10 billion times. Like, he had nothing to do with that, you know? He made a lukewarm, funny commercial and then moved on from his life, but then we just kept being bombarded with it. So, I you know what? Jason, I don't hold that against
you. I think that commercial's great, and I love it. And you get to see him lift up his shirt, you know, get a little bit of the abs.
Dude, my friend had a concave chest like that, and we used to eat cereal out of it.
What the fuck?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Did you really do that?
Yeah, crispy.
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, same Krispy Kreme story.
You, what kind of cereal?
Oh, whatever. I just remember it was like, bro, we could probably like pour Fruit Loops and then add a little milk and like eat, like just lay down on the table right now. And then we all had like a bite.
Shut up.
Serious.
That cereal was crispy.
Garrett, what are you saying?
Looked like Momoa when he takes his muscles off. He had that like concave chest.
Yeah, I had a friend who had that too. It
did you guys
like
eat cereal?
In.
Did you guys pour?
No, I didn't want to look at it.
Yeah, Rocco, you didn't get creative with it?
I mean, no offense to anyone who has that. When I was a kid, it scared me because I was just like, is everything okay? I thought he was hurt or something. He was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah, you ate cereal out of Crispy's chest and you never... I've known you for this long and I've never heard that story.
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't shared that one yet.
Wow. What's Why cereal? That? Why not like chili?
It's too hot.
Yeah, we don't want to burn.
You don't burn
our
them.
Friend.
I don't want to eat burning chili either. You let it cool down.
Nah, milk was the most because it was like, what do you eat out of a bowl?
Someone says podcast chili. Title. I agree. Eating cereal out of Crispy's chest is a pretty good podcast title.
oh my god.
Well, I don't know how to end it after that.
I don't know what else to say after that.
I think we said it all.
I think that's why we go to the after show for that.
Yeah, we do. Well, join us in the after show. We'll find out some more fucked up things Garrett did as a kid.
Yeah, we're going to find out what other things he ate from
out of his
people.
Friend's chest.
Yeah, Doja Cat.
What?
My favorite artist.